And now it's time to talk nutrition, and we're talking lunchboxes this morning. What can you put into your lunchbox? Unetsi, very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Wayne.
And talking lunchboxes, you know, for children at school, it's good to pack a little box, even if you're going off to work. It's good to take something with you. It maybe saves you nibbling or going to the snack shop around the corner and buying something you shouldn't have. What is your advice?
Yes, so for adults, I think it's a good idea to definitely pack some leftovers, but we'll get to that a little bit later. So if we look at children, I always speak about, or I've mentioned the plated design before. So even if we think when we prepare dinner that, you know, half your plate you should try and fill with vegetables, and the other quarter should be whole grains, and the other quarter should be protein. But we can take that concept and we can drag it right through to children. So our aim for a lunchbox, and many kids spend quite a lot of time at school. If you think they maybe get dropped off by 7 o'clock and then school comes out too, and then there's one or two extramurals that they do. So 3, 4 o'clock, the children might only go home. So we actually want to take the whole plate design and drag it right through to the lunchbox. So half of your lunchbox or half of your plate, then you should try and fill with colorful fruits and vegetables. So in a lunchbox, we want to try and pack fruit and veg, half of the lunchbox. And then the other quarter, if we have to take the plate design, we want to make it whole grains. And then the last quarter, we want to add lean protein. And then obviously we can even add a little bit of space for some fats. So if we start with fruits, really anything that you have at home. So I think planning is very important. So if you try and maybe shop on a Sunday and you buy some fruits and vegetables of choice for the week. And then obviously next week, Sunday, you will maybe change your options for fruits and vegetables. But then we want to use a combination of different fruits and veg plus different colors. So obviously for kids, they like to be entertained. So you have to sort of keep entertainment on the plate as well. Like, that really sounds like a hardcore thing to do.
Yeah, sort of an entertaining lunchbox. So now it mustn't only be nutritional, but it must be entertaining as well.
It must be entertaining too. I mean, seriously, where was the days with a little bit of brown bread and an apple and off you go?
Yeah, off you go. Enjoy your day. See you after lunch.
Anyway, but yeah, so fortunate, I think the majority or many of us out there might be. But then with fruits, easy things like grapes, maybe cut up the apple, remove the, well, you don't really want to remove the, you know, the peel of the apple. But if your child is a picky eater, do that job so that your child at least will eat the fruit. And maybe some citrus, at least there's various options going into winter, some orange, nachi, grapefruit, maybe cut pineapple in long, small sticks, cut up blocks of melon or watermelon or whatever there's available. So you want to add some fruit, and then vegetables, quite important. So if you got to try to learn or sort of taught your child to eat vegetables from a young age, carrot sticks, cucumber sticks, even things like the peppers, the yellow peppers and the red peppers, they are quite sweet. I know that many mothers actually give this to their children at a young age because they're sweet and crispy. And it's also something that can last in the lunchbox if you just put one sort of small cooler block there. And then on the vegetable side, I think if you, if we think about snap peas, that can also work well for a lunchbox. Maybe even some frozen peas. By the time it's lunchtime, they are quite soft and your child can eat them, as well as maybe something like a blanched green bean or a blanched broccoli that you had last night. You can keep those for lunchboxes for the next day. So And then obviously tomatoes is quite, well, we know it's a fruit and not a vegetable that we put it we always put it in the vegetable category. But so small tomatoes, also quite a good idea for your child's lunchbox. And then we want to add some protein. So I always encourage people to make extra protein with dinner time because it's very handy for a lunchbox, either to put it onto a sandwich, but otherwise cold pieces of chicken, maybe some leftover meat that you had, or boiled eggs is really a good protein. Unfortunately, we've got the egg smell, which is not really your friend, but it is a very good protein source. And also for children, if we look at the egg yolk, which is the fatty part, rich in nutrients that we need for eye, retina, and brain development. So egg is really, really a good option. Peanut butter, edamame beans. So these are protein sources that we can put extra in the lunchbox. Mm-hmm. And then also when we look at the whole grains that you want to pack, so immediately we can think of sandwich. So yes, a whole wheat sandwich, or if you have a wrap or Pravita biscuits or Raya Vita biscuits, any of those type of things you want to add as a starch for your child. And the focus on whole grains, because number one, obviously we get fiber, which is very important for gut. And also it's a slow release of carbohydrates. So it's a constant release of energy. So what that means really in a child's life is there will be a constant supply of glucose, which is the number one fuel source for the brain. So really good for our kids to, and also obviously it will keep them satisfied and happy and fuller for longer. So really important to choose your starch as whole grain. Mm-hmm. And then obviously any of the leftover proteins that you had, you can either put into a wrap or make it with a sandwich, or peanut butter or scrambled egg, maybe onto, inside your sandwich instead of anything else. And then dairy, maybe a pack of yogurt, like a plain Greek yogurt, also a good idea. A child can sort of dip the cucumber and the broccoli and whatever and entertain themselves. Some messy eating, but maybe a little container with plain yogurt. And then instead of using maybe margarine, we can use cottage cheese, we can use avocado pear, good alternatives to use as a spread in your child's lunchbox. This way we also add some extra calcium, extra protein. So that's sort of what we can then add with your sandwich that you have. And then obviously with water, send water to school instead of, or maybe half water, half juice. We want to sort of get out of we don't really want to teach our children to drink cool drink or fruit juice when they're thirsty. We want to teach them to drink water when they're thirsty. So maybe like a bottle with some ice, and if you want to, some apple pieces or whatever else, if your child doesn't like the idea of normal plain water. And then I do know many schools these days do have sort of water fountains where your child can top up with water. So maybe just a bottle with some ice, and they can always top up normal water at school. Then they also have their ice water. So that will also encourage kids to maybe then drink some clear water. Then I think as a family, you should really plan having lunch boxes. So as I mentioned in the beginning, prep day is quite important. Take a morning over a weekend and maybe buy vegetables, fruit, and some lean protein for the week. Because then also as an adult, if we cook extra at dinner time, as you clean up the kitchen in the evening, take some of the leftovers that was for dinner and pack it for yourself for lunch tomorrow. Because then, like you said, it will actually prevent you from going to the corner shop,
trying
to see what they've got, and then buy something that is that's unhealthy in the sense that it might be deep fried, it might be processed, might be filled with fat, and maybe you are the adult that is watching your weight or maybe trying to lose that extra kilo or two. Mm. So by taking the food with you to work that you've prepared yourself, obviously in a healthy way, it will prevent you from buying the extra calories, just because maybe I don't want to say bad planning, but unfortunately it is bad planning. I even myself, sometimes it happens that, you know, I find myself lunchtime coming and I think, okay, I am hungry, what am I going to buy? Unfortunately, the average shop that you can go into doesn't always really have a easy, healthy option that you can just grab and go. So then also breakfast, maybe as a family, try to have something that's nutritious as a breakfast. Maybe make a pot of oats or some maize meal, or have some whole grain instant porridge at home. So any of the whole wheat type of things that you can buy, the flakes, maybe eat it with some yogurt and some fresh fruit and low fat dairy. At least you start off with something in your stomach. You can go to work, you can go to school, and then you can tuck into the lunchbox that you've packed for the day. And then this evening, we start the whole process again.
All over again.
Yes. So then you make something new that you can pack again tomorrow. And but if you get into that rhythm, suddenly it becomes easy, because you can pack the lunchbox for everybody with sort of leftovers that you had from dinner or some other stuff that you maybe already cut up in your fridge. So, yeah. And then I think that's why you won't spend money on buying unnecessary things at lunch, for instance.
Yeah, because I think that's, you know, one of the things is, you know, you end up buying something, and over time I've done a lot of work, you know, out on construction sites and things like that, and you see the workers, there's a lady that's set up a stall on the side of the road, and she's selling fetkook and all sorts of probably very tasty things, but not at all healthy. And I think to myself, but you know, all you need to do is at least just pack a couple of sandwiches and something to drink, and you won't have to worry about all of those.
Yes.
You know, looking at, especially with the kids, and you know, we joked at the beginning about, you know, in our day, you know, it was an apple and a couple of sandwiches, yes, and off you go to school. But the thing is, we were probably home by lunchtime.
Yes, that's true.
Whereas these days, you know, the children are, I mean, you drive past schools in town, and at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the kids are still sitting there, or they're still busy with sports and all sorts.
Yes.
So it's a long, long day, which you need to prepare for from the word go.
Yes, and also not all schools generally do good tuck shops. I know there are schools that really get it right, that's got healthy options at a tuck shop, but on average, the stuff that you can buy from a tuck shop is not necessarily healthy for your child. And if I think about the protein sources that that's an option, it's generally highly processed food. And if you know, if you allow your child to buy that processed food every single day for 7 years, it's got quite an impact, I think, in terms of nutritional value. So definitely better for us as adults or as parents to try and at least use the play design to pack a lunchbox. Luckily these days you get all these funky sort of square containers with different compartments, and the things can't touch each other, and the one can't make the other one soggy. So at least we've got some very handy lunch boxes that you can buy, some plastic containers, and that into a cooler bag with a little cold block, and at least your child can have some decent food until you
Yes.
fetch them, maybe at 4 or 5 o'clock in the
In the
afternoon.
afternoon. And just another quick blast from the past. Water or bottles these days have got much better lids than they used to have, because I remember taking cool drink to school, and then invariably it used to leak, and then all your school books smell of Oros for the next week or two.
that's very true. So, and we've got all these double wall stainless steel bottles that I see the kids walk around with, which is great because I think if you think in summertime, it's really, really, really not a nice thing if you have to drink lukewarm water or lukewarm cool drink on a hot summer's day. So, yeah, at least we've got some technology working in our favor these days.
The kids are so lucky that they've got all the things going for them these days. But Netsi, we can, joke and look at lunch boxes and maybe in a fun way as well. But from a serious point of view, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, maybe they're looking for ideas, they need help with nutrition or diet plans, how do they get in touch to make use of your services?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at @Jeanetzy.
Great, Netsi, thank you very, very much. Thanks for taking time to chat to us today. And this will be on our website later on, and looking forward to chatting again next week.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Thank you then, cheerio. That's Netsi with today's Nutrition Chat.